Mission Network News, 2 minute version for Saturday, March 13th, 2003. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The film about the last 12 hours of Christ's life is allowing Christians in the United States to share their faith more openly. The Mel Gibson film, The Passion of the Christ, is drawing crowds in movie theaters, both Christian and non-Christian. Evangelicube International's Carrie Mirren says this could be a great time to share your faith.
The fact that the Word of God is just being brought back into the mainstream is making it easy to talk about Jesus. It shouldn't be taboo to talk about Jesus, and now people can do that in a non-threatening way. You will want to take action after seeing The Passion.
Mirren's encouraging people to use an Evangelicube, a puzzle-like picture cube that helps you tell the story of Christ.
It creates opportunities to share wherever you are, whether you're at your office, you can set the cube on your desk, and it just compels people to ask what it is, or you can put it on your backpack when you're at school.
Go to our website if you'd like information on how to get an Evangelicube. And if you're an entrepreneur and interested in missions, at least one mission organization needs you. While nationals are increasingly doing their own evangelistic and church planting work, many national workers need help in becoming financially self-sufficient. The Bridge International's R.K. Ulrich says investors are needed.
We are not only talking money here. We are talking also talent. They see the resources in what is available, and he knows how to put people with resources and get growth.
That ultimately helps national believers sustain their own ministry by financing evangelism outreach, training, and church construction. Ulrich says this is a great way for some Christian business people to feel part of evangelism. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Visit our website, missionnetworknews.org. Type in your email address on the left and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.